story has two parts. One, Virginia stared in reverence, her thinning silver hair blowing in remnants of the nor'easter. She could clearly see it. There was no question this was a baby, wrapped at her porch in folds of a man's jacket. But she could not see the evil which would cause a mother to abandon. And so she attributed this to the divine mysteries of God's intent. And she took the child in, and she named it Emma. Each night she read to the child from her husband's books, Principles of Diesel Mechanics, 3rd edition, Knox's Hydraulic Lift Maintenance, 1940. They were enough to stop Emma's crying and reminded her of hell. But memories were not milk and diapers and doctors. Memories could not fend off banks who tore into the home with lawyers and cranes. She drove 300 miles with Emma in her lap, found an apartment in Lowell. An audience of neighbors watched as she dragged blankets and clothes and God knows what else up 8 flights. With these stains, she painted Rockwellian serenity. But content is not in a child's vocabulary. A child needs, and when a child is old enough to envy, a child wants. And these challenges young couples discuss over a paper and bad coffee. It was not for the old. The turbulence turned Virginia's body frail. Aging is ugly, Hal once said. God gives us failing eyesight so we don't see the wrinkles. And maybe she couldn't see the wrinkles, pulling on her face, her back, pulling life, carving valleys. But the heaviness of years was something she would feel. And it would take everything to love Emma, while her own life collapsed in ways the child never knew. 2. Emma, they tell me you have left the program, that you are living with a boy in Tampa. I send money to the address they gave. When you cash the checks, I wonder if you think of me. It would be nice to see you. Virginia folded the letter delicately, placed it in the bottom of a vase to be found with the others many years after she died.